This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian and Ukrainian troops appear to be setting the stage for a major battle over the strategic southern industrial port city of Kherson. That's in a region which Russian President Vladimir Putin has illegally annexed into Russia. Kherson City, a pre-war population of about 284,000 people. Raleigh police believe the shooting rampage that left five dead in North Carolina's capital city last week began when the 15-year-old suspect shot and killed his older brother. That's according to a report released Thursday. Raleigh's police chief provided the report to the city manager. A former gynecologist at UCLA in Southern California was found guilty Thursday of five counts of abusing female patients in a criminal case that came after the university system made nearly $700 million in lawsuit payouts. The Los Angeles jury found Dr. James Heaps not guilty of seven of the 21 counts and were deadlocked on the remaining charges. A recent Monmouth poll has President Biden is taking his 50th vacation day Friday. Only 31% of Americans believe he is paying attention to what matters most as we head into his report card, a.k.a. the midterm elections. GOP Senator John Kennedy on Fox News.
President Biden's policies have tainted, almost defiled, the American dream. Under President Biden's policies, it's harder than ever to get ahead in our country, and it's easier than ever to do nothing.
Elon Musk and Tesla announced that its third quarter profit more than doubled from a year ago. Higher volume of vehicle sales is being attributed. The Austin, Texas electric vehicle and solar panel maker posted a net income of $3.29 billion from July through September. A TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Elena Gee, the widow of a former University of Southern California football player, is suing the NCAA for failing to protect her husband from repetitive head trauma, is taking what could be a landmark case to the Los Angeles jury Friday. Matthew Gee died in 2018 from permanent brain damage caused by countless blows to the head when he played linebacker for the 1990 Rose Bowl champs. City leaders in New York City have a plan to combat their rodent problem in the Big Apple.
New York is vowing to fight rats. Starting on April 1st, 2023, New Yorkers will be fined for putting their trash on the curb before 8 p.m. in the latest attempt to curb the city's rampant rat population. New York's sanitation department had reported more than 21,600 rat complaints so far this year. City officials chalked up the rattling increase to the pandemic. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
China's ruling Communist Party is holding a Congress this week with many Beijing residents focused on knowing if Communist leaders will ease China's zero-COVID policies that are disrupting lives and the economy. As the rest of the world moves past the post-pandemic lifestyle, many across China have resigned themselves to lining up several times a week for COVID-19 tests, restrictions on their travels, and the ever-present possibility of a community lockdown. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us. Now we have Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Yes, the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. Hey, Jerry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bill. Good to see
you. Hey, great to have you here. The question I'd posed to our earlier guest was one that I'd really meant for you directly to get your commentary on it, especially for all the work that you've been doing to remind people of this rich American history that we enjoy and how we continue to be blessed in spite of some of our evil ways some 246 years later. And that is America, the once proud exporter of the gospel and missionaries, is now, thank you very much, with our State Department, is exporting, story hours by drag queens. And this is money, some like $21,000 that they've earmarked to Ecuador to advance their culture. If that's the way you want to look at it, as if, promoting drag queen story hours and entertainment is a way of advancing culture.
No, it's exporting evil.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Right. And the thing is that, worse yet, it's the people's, it's our money, Jerry, that they're doing this with.
I know.
This isn't Secretary Blinken or, out of his pocket he's writing a check, or Joe Biden, God forbid. We already know how he likes not to donate to things. No, but they're happy to spend our money.
Yeah, it's so funny. I know this is a small group, but I keep thinking about this group that was called Evangelical Pro-Lifers for Biden. And, that was a real group. And they actually tried to, they rallied the troops, whatever troops they could find to, make sure that evil man with the, or orange man with the evil tweets, didn't become president again. And it's just like, wow. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, we knew that that Biden supported abortion, but the degree to which, I mean, this is his sum and substance of his whole thing. By the way, interesting contrast. Did you see the commercial that Eric Swalwell, liberal Democrat congressman running for re-election?
Right.
Yeah. So he had a commercial showing a hypothetical lady being arrested in her home while she's eating dinner with her kids and her husband because she had had an abortion. Okay, this is all hypothetical. Vote Democrat November 8th. Don't let the Republican, get away with taking away our rights, that kind of thing. Okay, that's the gist of it. And this is all, a hypothetical little, mini movie last 90 seconds. In contrast to that, there have been 22 peaceful pro-lifers who've been arrested for allegedly violating the faith laws or things like that, at abortion clinics, putting their lives or their bodies, in front in some cases, not even doing that. But anyway, mm-hmm. it's just, it's an astounding thing. So the real thing that's happening with people being arrested, you know, even in front of their families and so forth, that's happening against peaceful pro-life people who've been out there, you know, in the highways and byways trying to, you know, get out the message that abortion kills people, mm-hmm. and it's bad for the mothers. And so anyway, so you contrast those two things. It's just amazing. The Democrat Party at present reminds me of something Dr. Kennedy said over and over and over. The last verse of the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, wisdom is talking. Wisdom is basically, it's the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. So it's God personified as wisdom, and he's saying, do this, don't do that. And at the very end of it, it says, all those who hate me love death. And there is a love affair with death that you can see on the part of those that reject God. And especially, I think, abortion is such an important tip of the spear, because abortion shows you where you stand. And I think we're seeing the same thing with this whole push for the transgender agenda, which is mm-hmm. really quite evil. And it's just terrible what they're doing to these kids, trying to confuse these little kids and pawn off their puberty blockers, which are drugs that are very expensive, but it monkeys with their system. A lot of kids have a little bit of gender confusion or whatever when they're young. Psychologists tell us that 95% of that resolves itself by the time of puberty, unless there's some sort of interruption. Now we have this incredible push for getting little kids, a lot of times it's girls, mm-hmm. think that they really should be a boy, and then they get surgery, disfiguring surgery. They cannot do that surgery.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But these are kids that, mm-hmm. you know, the school wouldn't even be able to give them aspirin unless they had a parental permission written down. But now they're pushing this surgery, disfiguring surgery for transgenders. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, these culture wars, this is not your normal election. I hope Republicans don't just say, oh, this is all about inflation. This is all about the economy. Things were better under the Republicans, not now. And mm-hmm. No, this is also about the culture war. And this culture war
exactly.
is extremely important.
Yeah, this is the very heart and soul of America and the founding principles that this great American idea was born out of. You know, John Winthrop, the pilgrims praying to God, oh, God, please give us a country. For 12 years, Jerry, as you know, they prayed for a country where they could worship God freely. And God answered their prayer. And 246 years later, we've evolved to this. This is why, again,
devolved.
Devolved. But you're right. But and the thing is that this is why where the seeds of this great American idea, where they came out of, which is the church, God's church. This is why more than ever the church has to come. Because when you look back in the history, and you've done a deep dive on this and been doing great work, and we're going to talk about you know, some of the things that you've been doing here recently as well. But you see time and again when America has been prolific, they've been extraordinary, they have shared their gifts with the world. It has been the church. It has been the Church of Jesus Christ that has shown and led the way, has it not?
Yes, and it often still is that way. It's just that we don't have any kind of control with the media at all. And let's face it, the media is on the bad side of things. I mean,
right.
for the most part, honestly. You're not going to get a fair shake. Let's say if you're a conservative, And you believe in traditional values. You believe in, let's say, what George Washington believed, mm-hmm. other than the slavery part, which, by the way, George Washington, by the end of his life, freed his slaves. You know, mm-hmm. thank God for that. By the way, future generations are going to look back at us the way we look back at those who owned slaves, and they'll say, hey, didn't they have all that information about abortion and sonograms and, you know, ultrasounds and all that stuff? How come they were so pro-abortion?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you, one of the key architects of the whole abortion movement in America, he even claims credit or blame for coining the phrase, which is very deceptive, pro-choice. I'm for choices, but I'm not for abortion, the slaughter of unborn. But I'm talking about Bernard Nathanson.
Yes.
He changed as early as late 1975 when he first saw an ultrasound. He saw a baby, an unborn baby, on an ultrasound at the hospital where he worked. I believe it was St. Luke's Presbyterian in New York City. It was like, oh, this is a member of the human family.
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Dr. Jerry Newcomb after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Dr. Jerry Newcomb continues with us, the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. Jerry, I wanted you to finish your story. We got cut off because, you know, hey, we got to take care of business every once in a while. You know, I know you understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, there's a lady named Terry Beasley that is a strong pro-lifer.
Dear friend.
She got to meet. Pardon me?
Yeah, she's a dear friend. Yes, right.
Good, good. And she got to meet with Bernard Nathan before he died, and he was became strongly pro-life. He went from an atheist background out of a Jewish background, and he was strongly pro-abortion. He claims credit or blame for coining the phrase pro-choice and was a key architect. He even co-founded NARAL, the National Association for the Repeal of Abortion Laws. Then they changed what that acronym stood for once they got Roe v. Wade passed and all this kind of stuff. So, and he, by the way, he made up numbers out of whole cloth. He said the media asked us, and he said, we just told him that on average about 10,000 women die from illegal abortions in America. He said nobody challenged him on that, and if anybody had, you know, or when he was asked, well, by some pro-lifers later, where did that number come from? He said, we just made it up out of whole cloth. No. So he was.
It reminds me, Jerry, it reminds
when
me.
He saw, when, yeah, yeah. When he saw
it,
this is a baby.
Yeah. Exactly. No, what you just said reminded me of Andy Andrews' book, How Do You Kill 6 Million People? You get them to buy into a lie. This was relevant to the Jewish Holocaust, right? Here, how do you get us to kill 63 million babies? Same thing. Get them to buy into a lie. The bigger the lie, the better. And for some reason, the bigger the lie, which Adolf Hitler said, people have a tendency to believe the bigger lie than the smaller lie. So the bigger, the grander, and they'll buy into it. And it's amazing how we have fallen into that trap time and time again. I mean, I'm not even going to get into the 2020 elections, but again, it resonates along the same line, doesn't it?
It does. And both Hitler and the pro-abortion movement have this in common. And I know the pro-abortion people would be very upset or whatever, but the whole point of the Holocaust was to speed up Darwinian evolution. It was to create a master race, so they killed those 6 million Jews and 600,000 or so gypsies and who knows how many, a few million Slavs, because they were, you know, supposedly subhuman. They weren't as great as the Aryans. So the whole goal was to create this master race. It was to speed up evolution. As one of the Nazis said, boy, Darwin would be so proud of us. Now, there are a lot of Darwin apologists who would say, no, he wouldn't. He wouldn't have agreed with that, and he wasn't anti-Semitic per se. But Dr. Richard Weikert, a history professor, wrote a book, From Darwin to Hitler. He just documents how the whole Holocaust was born out of a misreading or their understanding of Darwinian evolution. Let's speed up evolution. The whole push against unborn babies also buys into that, as does, frankly, as does the whole communist program, where they literally killed tens of millions of human beings who got in the way of their creation of the communist utopia. That's why it's astounding that communists and socialist ideas have such a wonderful hearing in our day, that there are even some fellow Americans who would literally vote for the communist type policies from which millions, you know, have tried to flee.
Yes.
It's an astounding thing, but ultimately, are we made in the image of God as human beings, or are we not? That's
exactly
the ultimate question, and that is the real dividing line in the culture war. God is the key to everything. God is the reason America was successful, but the French Revolution was not successful. The French Revolution was anti-God. The American Revolution was pro-God.
Yes.
Self-rule under God, that is the essence of America in two phrases, but both phrases are needed. If you remove the under God part, then ultimately, you know, it's the state that decides who has rights and who doesn't. And you know, we see the implementation of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But,
exactly.
You know, under God is the key to everything.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan said it very succinctly, Jerry. He said, a nation that is no longer under God is a nation gone under. And, boy, I'll tell you, there are people digging a big hole for this country, as you said, that are willing to embrace and ignore history and embrace this idea of this future socialist, Marxist, communist utopia, but consistent, the consistent value or devaluing of humanity that is with all those isms is the result of millions of people being murdered. Millions of people being murdered. And so this is why the Biden administration, and again, you just have to look at the people who are pushing these policies that are anti-God. The Biden administration does not want people from Argentina, Venezuela, or Cuba to come here because they're coming to the country and they are sounding the alarm, Jerry. They're the ones that are saying, you guys, you're making a big mistake here. We lost our country. Cubans are saying we lost our country because we embraced the same thing that you guys are starting to embrace. Venezuelans, the same thing. They're saying, hey, look, we left Maduro. We left, 1,000% inflation. We left the idea, more than the idea, the reality of people eating out of the back of trash trucks because of these communist ideas. And you are starting to embrace. You have no idea what kind of danger you are in right now, what you're headed for.
You know, it's interesting that for whatever faults you want to find with the founding fathers, the vast majority of them really had a lot of wisdom, and they had, above all, a Judeo-Christian worldview. Mm-hmm. And they knew what the Bible says about man, that man is basically sinful. John Adams said if you had a man in power, most of them would be like ravenous beasts. Mm-hmm. Really, that's like that old idea about, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Ben Franklin, not necessarily an Orthodox Christian, but he said if you had 100 kings, only one out of 100 would not tend to be like Pharaoh, in terms of being greedy and oppressing the people. James Madison, a key architect of the U.S. Constitution, said all men having power ought to be distrusted. Therefore, when they created the United States of America, and especially, the Constitution, which they signed in the year of our Lord, 1787, and in the 11th year of independence or of liberty, which meant that they were tying it directly to the Declaration of Independence, which says that our rights come from God. It mentions God four times. Bottom line is we have a lot of divisions of powers, separations of powers, because man is sinful, because they put into practice biblical principles in government, and that is what has blessed us. That's why the United States continues. That's why the Soviet Union has fallen and is on the ash heap of history. What they basically did, Marx said, hey, once the workers seize the workers and create the workers' paradise, they seize all the power, all the property, et cetera, then everything will be distributed equally, and it'll all be wonderful. And instead, all they did was pave the way towards hell on earth.
Yes, exactly. Well, and take, for example, what happened with Black Lives Matter. How much did that get distributed equally? I just see Patrice Cullors buying up mansions, just going to her. I don't see a fair distribution of what $90 million. Go ahead.
Yeah, three of their leaders expropriated or whatever, literally millions and millions of dollars. There was some celebrity that gave, I think, $600,000 that said, I want my money back.
I want my money back, exactly.
Somebody jokingly said BLM stands for Buy Luxurious Mansions. But I mean, in any event, it's a terrible, terrible state of affairs. But,
it's who they are, Jerry. That's the deal. That's who they are. We got 45 seconds left. Just very quickly here, ladies and gentlemen. You need to read. Yes, and you need to read Jerry's column on Life is Fragile. Handle with prayer. Boy, I'll tell you, that really says it all, Jerry, is that, and as you started out, we talked about wisdom. Wisdom is crying out in the streets. The question is, are we listening? Are we pursuing wisdom? The pursuit of wisdom is the pursuit of God. And all the chaos and all that we're dealing with right now, God has the answer, doesn't he?
He certainly does. And we've tried to garner some of that in history and put it together on a website at providenceforum.org.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. You will be blessed. Your socks will come off. They'll come flying off. That's how blessed you'll be. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, the Executive Director of Providence Forum.
Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Russian and Ukrainian troops appear to be setting the stage for a major battle over the strategic southern industrial port of Kherson. A recent Monmouth poll, as President Biden is taking his 50th vacation day Friday, only 31% of Americans believe he is paying attention to what matters most as we head into his report card, a.k.a. the midterm elections. GOP Senator John Kennedy on Fox News.
President Biden's policies have tainted, almost defiled, the American dream. Under President Biden's policies, it's harder than ever to get ahead in our country, and it's easier than ever to do nothing.
Elon Musk and Tesla announced its third quarter profit more than doubled from a year ago. It posted a net income of $3.29 billion from July through September. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check out BillMartinezShow.com. Joseph Esquez is with us, the assistant editor for the Media Research Center's Free Speech America and MRC Business. Joseph, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be back, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, give us an update. Tell us what's going on. We understand George Soros is funding more than $30 million to groups that are now urging major big tech platforms to step up censorship, right? And all, of course, this is all before the 2022 midterm elections.
Well, how convenient. I mean, so, you know, the fact that these Soros-funded groups, you know, they signed an open letter. There was around 12 of them, seven of which were heavily funded by Soros, including the group that spearheaded the entire effort. I mean, Soros already spent around $128 million into the election, including a big dump into his own super PAC. So the fact that Soros-funded groups are trying to make sure that one side comes out victorious in the November elections is par for the course. The letter was signed to Mark Zuckerberg, to Google CEO Sundar Pichai, to Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal, to the YouTube CEO, TikTok, Snap, Instagram. I mean, they literally blasted this out and was demanding that big tech take action and censor people going into the November midterm. I'm like, how in the world is this kosher?
It's anti-democratic on its face, Joseph.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one of the groups there, the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, they're one of the signatories, received over $17.6 million from Soros between 2016 and 2020. And that is the same group that when parents were protesting CRT being taught in schools,
They characterize parents as, quote, mobs of white parents. This is now one of the signatories to this letter that's trying to get big tech to censor Americans and their discussions going into November midterm. This is the personification of Orwell's 1984. It's crazy. It's absolutely Orwellian. There's no other way to describe it.
How can you not describe it as election interference on its face, Joseph? Is this not election interference?
I mean, the appearance of it, maybe. I mean, I'm not a legal expert, but I mean, it's definitely scary. And the fact is, when the letter came out, and this is something I'm telling everyone, all Americans, that anytime a letter like this comes out, you know, that talks about, oh, civil rights groups are calling on big tech to take more responsibility, always question where the money's coming from. I looked at that letter exactly. And I said, I wonder who's giving them money. Sure enough, the group leading this entire effort, the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, got over $5 million from Soros between 2016 and 2020. I'm like, oh, wow, go figure. What? They pressing Soros as a best? Give me a break.
Right. Right, exactly. Well, what they're doing is the same thing they did with Hunter Biden, right? And so what we're sounding the alarm, and I appreciate you coming on, Joseph, to let people know, because we can't have this situation like we had with Hunter Biden, where people, you know, up to as many as 20% of America said, had I known the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop, I would not have voted for Joe Biden. I mean, look at people who cheat are going to cheat. You just have to be vigilant. You have to catch them in the act. People that are, exercising censorship on its face is an undermining of the very foundational principles of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and freedom of speech. We have to be able to speak words. The power of our words is so threatening to these oligarchs that they are just absolutely coming unhinged, doing everything they can in this case, investing $30 million to groups to shut us up. I mean, that is about as un-American as you can get.
Oh, absolutely. And it just speaks to the enormous influence that George Soros wields in American policy. I mean, you mentioned the Hunter Biden story. I mean, a poll that we had taken right after the 2020 election found that 45% of Biden's voters weren't even fully aware of that New York Post story bombshell about Hunter and his alleged corrupt business dealings, precisely because big media and big tech whitewashed it in the name of blocking so-called, quote, disinformation. That, I was warning
yes.
people early on. I said, watch for big tech and media to do the same thing. A colleague of mine, Jeffrey Clark, who also writes for MRC Business, he just wrote yesterday that a new report had dropped that apparently Hunter Biden's real estate company received $40 million from a Russian oligarch. That was big. It was all over Twitter. ABC, CBS, and NBC's evening news networks ignored the entire story. I'm like, oh, wow, there we go again. I mean, big news, buried. I mean,
right.
The cycle's going to repeat.
Exactly. Well, the thing was a bit amazing to me when I spoke to Miranda Devine, who had done a deep dive on this, and I asked her, one of the questions I asked her was about the tax implications, and she didn't seem concerned. She didn't think that was a big deal. And I go, this is huge, because anybody that does, this kind of underhanded work, money is being laundered. It's going through the process. I mean, there's dirty money here, and there's tax implications. I am surprised that they're not looking into it. Well, eventually now they're looking into it, and this is supposedly one of the keys to the indictment against Hunter Biden is tax evasion.
Oh, and the media and big tech certainly don't want you to know about any of this, and their impact essentially swung the election. We found out that just on the New York Post story alone, that if Biden's voters were made fully aware of that Hunter Biden bombshell, right? The shift, 9.4% of Biden voters would not have voted for him. The shift would have flipped all six of the swing states Biden won to Trump, giving him at least 311 electoral votes and stealing a second presidential term. Because big tech and big media silenced that story alone, this is why it had a massive effect on 2020. And you can guarantee, you can bet the farm that the media and big tech are going to try to do everything they can to influence the midterms.
Right. Well, there's no doubt. I mean, here it is. They've got the trifecta. They've got, control. They've got money. They got power. Boy, that is a political aphrodisiac. They're not going to let go of that easily. You know that, Joseph.
Oh, no, absolutely. And, you know, the funny thing is, I'm just going to quote just one little part of this letter. That letter did not only target election-related posts on big tech platforms. This is not what the letter was just complaining about. It was also demanding that actions be taken against political candidates specifically. Here's the quote. Many of the bad actors and election deniers have continued and stepped up their online spread of false information since 2020. This is a quote. And some are even on the ballots for elected office in 2022. The policies and actions by platforms must do more to specifically combat these trends in 2022 and beyond. If that doesn't scare us witless with regards to big tech influence, this letter, absolutely, this is the peak example of
exactly
when the left controls speech.
And I keep asking the question, Joseph. I mean, they claim election deniers, which they themselves, you know, were election deniers when Trump got elected in 2016. You know, this has just been the pattern. But they've done everything they can to stick this on the Republicans or anybody conservative that doesn't want to buy into it. But it's interesting, after all this time about, you know, people just saying, hey, look, I got a problem with the numbers here. Have they done anything to support their case, to present their case and say, no, this is exactly what happened, and this is why Joe Biden got, you know, 80 million votes. I've never seen anything. Have you seen anything?
No, I mean, it's what we're dealing with with regards to the big tech influence and the media's influence on the election, it's not something to be taken lightly. It was horrible in 2020.
Exactly.
We saw it in perfect example in 2020. It's going to get worse. And if you think it's bad in 2022, I guarantee you, you multiply that by a factor of 10, and that's what we're going to be dealing with in 2024. They take
without
power
a doubt.
During the coronavirus pandemic, they tasted the control of speech. It's only going to get worse. Madison warned in Federalist 48 that power is of an encroaching nature. Once you taste it, the more that you're going to crave. And this is what big tech and the left, this is what they want. The control of information influences the ability of the people to be able to think and speak freely. This is what they want to control, because the people that can't think for themselves is not a free people.
Yes, exactly. Well, our most important right in the Bill of Rights, number one, numero uno, Joseph, numero uno, freedom of speech. And what are they attacking? Because they know if they can crumble that linchpin, guess what? We're trapped.
Oh, that's it. We lose our republic the minute that we decide to concede our right to freedom of speech. That's what
exactly
they're going after.
He's the assistant editor for Media Research Center's Free Speech America, MRC Business, Joseph Vasquez. Joseph, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. We got Nicole Hunt from Focus on the Family. She's an attorney and life issues analyst. And, you know, we're talking about the state of affairs here in our country. No doubt many Americans wish our country looked different. You know, as the midterms approach, voters are bringing their concerns about inflation, the economy, the future of our nation to the polls. As Christians, though, we want to be mindful about who we're voting for, especially when at times our worldview doesn't align with today's politics. This is why, you know, we have countered this idea of a red wave to be an American wave, because I think we are unified as Americans, as people of faith. This is what brings us together and holds us to be on the same page, so to speak. Red versus blue just promotes the division all the more when the things that we're looking at, the common things that we're looking at right now and that we're dealing with, these are the things that bind America. These are the things that, like our faith and our freedoms, that are so important. Nicole, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing well.
Well, as you say, you know, the pressure once again is on Christians, because as it should be, because the founding of this nation was predicated on Christian principles. When you look over the 246 years of this great country, it has been Christian thought, Christian wisdom, the hand of God that has continued to bless us and to lead us in ways and in inventions and creations that no other country has been able to do. But because the hand of God has been so liberally upon this country, we've been so blessed up until now.
We absolutely have. I mean, American exceptionalism is true. There was no other country that was founded on an idea, and the idea was freedom, virtuous freedom. We have the freedom to choose to do the right thing. And that's what makes America so special.
Exactly. And this is the magnet. This is that line, that light on a shining hill that John Winthrop had talked about, and that even Ronald Reagan, you know, picked up on in one of his speeches that continues to ring out. This rings out through the millennia of this great country. And Nicole, you know, it's like, I don't know if you feel the same way, but sometimes I just want to tell America, it's okay to be an American. You know, it is okay to be an American.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's really important that Christians vote it's important that they remember, first, that they follow Jesus, and second, that they're Americans. And this is a country where we can practice religious freedom. But we have also need to vote those values. Otherwise, we're going to see those biblical values, the things that we treasure, fade away in the public space. You know, I say to friends that we don't have to worry about being political when we're being biblical. And there are many biblical values that we should be paying attention to as we vote.
Well, what makes for good policy and good politics, but, you know, good decisions that come out of the culture? The culture is downstream the politics. Politics right now is rather putrid, most people say. I mean, look at the polling. It's not very appetizing. But that comes from, you know, the wells of our communities, doesn't it?
That's right. I mean, we have to live out our values as well, right? Christians living in society, influencing culture, is going to change culture. So we have to be different, you know, and God, that's what Jesus called us out. He said, you know, the world hated me, it's going to hate you. Like, we have to live counterculturally, and we have to live that out in a way that is winsome and is beautiful and it is attractive to our neighbors.
And part of that is to have courage, to have the belief and conviction, and to have the fortitude to stand on those things that you believe in that are uncompromising. And in one sense, Nicole, as seemingly difficult as it can be, the principles of God really are quite simple in a sense. And it's easier, I find, standing on godly principles than my own.
Yes, 100%. If I'm going to stand on anything, it's going to be on the Word of God and His truth and His values, because those are the things that we know will stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm. And that's what engages the culture, because especially when the culture is unhinged and they've, you know, kind of disconnected from the moral moorings. They're, like the Bible says, you know, a nation without vision will cast off restraint. That vision is awareness. It's godly awareness. It's revelation. And casting off restraint is that those moral anchorings that hold us to these values are let go. And now you're having it your way, because that's what the culture says. You can have it your way. Well, of course you can have it your way. There is freedom of choice. You know, God is not going to force you into His choice. But He tells you clearly what stands before you is a choice between life and death. That's always the crossroads, isn't it? It's life or death. And should you hesitate and wonder, He says, choose life. That's the better road to take, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, as we look at candidates, life is one of those issues. I mean, when we think about, where does a candidate stand on the issue of life? And here's the truth, right? A lot of Americans are confused or don't agree. But there is one thing that the majority of Americans agree on, and it's that there should be some restriction to abortion. When we look at the numbers, up to 70% say, hey, once we get to the third trimester, I'm not comfortable with abortions being allowed. So most Americans disagree with late-term abortion, which is very different than the abortion lobby likes to push. And actually, what we're seeing in a lot of the measures that are now being voted on in five states, there's five states who are voting on the abortion issue as it relates to their state constitution. And so when we think of, as Christians, we know, you know, we are made in the image of God. There's this imago Dei, and that there is a dignity and a sanctity of life that needs to be protected. That is one of those issues where we can look at what God's truth says. And as a believer, we can really vote those values.
Nicole, one of the things I believe the Spirit has been pushing on me here recently, and I've been sharing with the audience, and that is the commandment to own the knowledge, you know, to personally embrace and know what you know, not just assume. Even what you hear on the show, what you and I are talking about, hopefully it's an inspiration, it's a motivation to do a deep dive and check it out for yourself so that you can own this bit of knowledge and speak from your God-given authority. Yes, you have God-given authority, okay? It's not just the President of the United States. I mean, we live in a country that says, we the people. Well, we the people, that's an authority positional statement that is made. If you abandon that, if you subordinate that to others and let them represent your authority, well, then you get what you get, as opposed to you being large and in charge, because God has empowered you with this authority. And with that authority comes responsibility. You can't have one without the other, can you?
That's absolutely right. And the truth is that we all have our spheres of influence.
Yes.
Right? There's people in your life that God has intentionally placed in your life. And those are the people that we have a sphere of influence over. And so there are always people that we can be not only, you know, speaking truth to, but encouraging. Like, God has called us to a sphere of influence. And then he has called us to be leaders in that sphere of influence. And so we need to step into that with confidence and with boldness.
Yeah. And understand that the argument that the left wants to present, the pro-abortionists, they want to leverage less than 1% of the problem or the challenge that we have in dealing with abortion. That is, in the case of a woman, a mother's life, rape, incest. That is less than 1%, but they make it seem like it's 99%. And so there's a lot of emotion on this less than 1%, you know, like this story that was presented in Ohio with this young girl. She was 9 years old when she was raped, and she couldn't have an abortion in her home state because it was past the 6 week, and they just did not understand the law. She could have had the abortion there in Ohio. Instead, they shipped her off to Indiana. But there's more to that story, and that is, as J.D. Vance pointed out, the person that raped her was an illegal alien. He was an illegal immigrant. He had no business being in this country. He raped her. The other thing that we don't know, the other part of the story, is that he was the lover of this child's mother. So it is very complicated, and this is the nature of sin. When we do it our way and we don't do it God's way, we get these strange, you know, just heart-wrenching stories. And who is victimized? This now 10-year-old girl who's had an abortion was raped by her mother's lover. I mean, this is so bizarre, but, you know, and it makes you wonder, Nicole, how many other heartbreaking stories similar to this are out there in the so-called naked city, as they would say.
Yes, I mean, certainly. And the truth is that it's so sad that the emphasis was only on she can't get an abortion, when the real question should have been, who's accountable? Who, you know, how did this happen? Where are the laws to protect this girl? Is the person who did this being prosecuted? Is the police out there finding them? You know, thankfully, you know, these things are now coming to pass. But, you know, there, a lot of the time, the pro-abortion lobby will hide these facts. You know,
exactly.
Kids will show up or, you know, older adults maybe who are in very difficult and, you know, situations where they're being abused. And these things need to be brought to light because there are laws that hold abusers accountable. And so what happens behind the doors of the abortion clinic is sometimes shielded and it's sometimes not reported. And so we need to make sure that when these crimes are perpetrated against women and children, that they are being prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
But who but the people of the light are going to bring it into the light? That's your point, Nicole, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, we need to be standing on the truth, things that we know, that life needs to be protected. And you know what that means? That means preborn human life and born human life, right? These
mm-hmm.
women and these
yes.
kids, they need to be protected. And so we need to stand up for laws that are going to affirm life.
And the way to stand up, ladies and gentlemen, especially for those of you in the church, make sure you register to vote. Make sure you do vote. Don't be part of that statistic that says that only 50% of the church registers and only 50% votes. Get out there and make it count. Nicole Hunt, thank you for being with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letter.